Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith and narration which has been passed down to us from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. As you know, we are in the blessed month of Muharram. This is a very solemn and sacred month. It is a month where we remember and commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions and his progeny and his family on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura. But one of the misgivings that sometimes surround the uprising of Imam Hussein is a objection that sometimes is leveled or kind of an assumption that people make based upon the love that they have for Imam Hussein and, you know, the trials and tribulations and calamities that befell him. Sometimes, you know, some people say that, you know, Imam Hussein was the greater than his brother Imam Hassan because Imam Hassan, you know, he made peace with Muawiyah, the tyrant of his time, whereas Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know, he stood up to, the tyrant of his time, Yazid. Or even if some people don't say this, a lot of times people, practically they feel more connected to Imam Hussein. They love him more than the other Aimma alayhi salam. Even though they might not theoretically actually express the belief in a difference between the Aimma or a superiority that one of them might have over others. But at the same time, practically, they might feel that there is some sort of superiority of Imam Hussein over his brother because of, you know, the fact that he stood up. So in this beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet kind of alludes to the falsity and the untruth of this misgiving, and he reaffirms the fact that both of the imams are imams bilhaq, you know, truthful imams, and the fact that one of them stood up or the other one did not has nothing to do with their superiority or not. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al Hasan wal Hussein imamane qama aw qa'ada." Regardless of whether they stood up or not, they combated the enemy or they made peace with them, both Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, both of them are imams and leaders. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in the famous book of narrations, Biharul Anwar, volume 43, page 291, and also volume 44, page 2. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the imamat and leadership of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and the equality of these imams in their imamat, and the fact that revolting or making peace has nothing to do with the superiority or inferiority of any of them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma